Yo. Can you hear me? You listening to
W-A-W. What a week.
Yeah, yo.
What a week.
Ahoy, mateys. Apologies. I've just spent a few days on a sea vessel, on old ship, and I've returned after having my jib hoisted and my timbers shivered. So as I get my land legs back, let's set sail on this little venture or episode. Welcome back to Wow, What a Week.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
You listening to
W-A-W. What a week.
Yeah, yo.
What a week.
Our comedian guest is in the building. He once walked over 250 kilometers without sponsorship to raise money for charity. Wahaf. He tackled a university degree without having proper experience of using a library. Wahaf. A bottle of juice he made to drink went off, but gave him an idea that started a company. Wahaf. He's a guy that knows how to capitalize on a situation or to just make the best of it. Buhafi. So please give a warm welcome to, I used to be the and many more, but now I am the headliner. Make some noise for Mashabela Khalani. Papao. Damn it. The brother.
So yeah, so Karobala, Kaswagili drowsy, Madame Fana Naim.
So where's the job for it?
Taking one more fire go for Kono Cope. So people are going to look good. But bottom line, good, Mfana Naim.
So why is Anka Namar?
Katla Mosho. Because police taking Nagini test tank, you go to the America or Adibe regular. The other day, you were dating. They said dating. You go test the police.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy. I'm going to go MLL. Kasmaela, mama yanula.
No, it's a bugging. I'm going to be single, you know.
Oh.
So go and get the police go test the result.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Eh?
Okay. Plus, yeah. And target market.
Target market. And kya Limpopo ka Saturday. Osa ni kya Limpopo. Horrible as that. Kya horrible as that.
No, Pegasus Fort. Tabamushate.
So ngaidi pilisi. So that if mutukra kumuya moshate, kibono ra diaspan.
Plus, alawa njago nrei pako.
For you, you know.
Ah, just for control.
Hey, but
for my looks. Not a good so call.
Hey, my man, you're so handsome. I'm sure but another fighting over you.
Hey, Salova knows who tried something. Now it's new and something capitalized.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as in
anyway, so you've just landed from China.
Yeah. And what? Before that,
you're
your political analyst.
Yeah.
I'll be busy. I'm unemployed. Once you're unemployed, it affects your sexual ability to control.
My man, do you understand how sometimes broke sex is the best sex ever? Because that's the only time you can actually show your worth. So, how affect it? Sometimes, Mushima, no, so how now? What's not spare?
Unless you go Alexander.
Even
or go into Cosmos.
And then where's Alanda?
Yeah, get broke sex. Gonna go to Mbisa Korumu. That's broke sex. The way I wear it. Onya go jagemotu Korumu.
Mfuetu.
Because I watch Oga next time.
Exactly.
U prove a point.
Uto Fauka the World Cup.
When if Salwa Sora Chelte before Mosai Uta Obotor, yo, Kinto it's a man. O Paralik is Komot, I was Komot. But now I am. U busy little fresh more. What a walk. What a work. What a work. Round.
Yeah, me, I want to say what a round. We're no busy, what a week. What a round. Yes, yes. So, where's Alan China?
Oh, no, Nikile for exhibition. I've got this new product called Muripost. It's a sports drink.
Okay, so it's a Moringa sports drink.
Yeah, Moringa sports drink.
That is dope.
With the special ingredients, Moringa. So, yeah. I'll keep me fair. It's Osha everything. It's usually pace.
So pace, mushimani, everything.
Mushimani, yeah. No, one thing I product I did not una runo in a runo to our local bathroom, kina luba halo,
about letter for live or cum.
Yeah, also a presenter mwela umfanato was my or egg mashaved. Can kuvinite utanle wobu seat. Naked to shamala fresh.
Why did you decide to go one into gin and then decide or okay, now kutoeta the product range?
I think this thing, yeah, entrepreneurship, it's very addictive. Eh?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Once, because there was this year in the Sanjikirikisha Moringa and Garana and Gaitol later on.
Yeah.
And then one friend of mine, Ambutare, you are a creative person. You'll always come up with something.
Exactly.
Stop this thing of holding on a brand or it's a legacy of my kids. If there's an opportunity,
take it.
Take it.
And run.
Yeah. Because you never know. Sure. There was this, I can call it maybe a hype, craft beer. It's sweet. What an addition. After COVID, most of them, they didn't come back.
Mm.
Sorry to touch, they couldn't come back. Sorry, Kanyimbao, they couldn't come back. Sorry, Kelly Kumalo, they couldn't come back. Sure. Yeah. So it's always, you're always taking a risk.
So do you have people who are backing you as a business? Or you like a bank? Magriza, okay, let's ask a card. We lost that business. How does it work? Because obviously, with business, especially at your level where people are consuming products, there's research that needs to be done. You need food scientists to make sure we're not drinking rubbish.
Yeah.
Who's funding all of that?
It's God.
You must say that in court. Your Honor, it was God.
No, to be honest, so whatever that I'm making, little comedy, the product, I always invest back to the business. If I started Kachin, whatever that I've been making, Kachin, I pay for advertising, I pay for the billboard, and I've got relationship with marketing. Billboard, the only thing I'll do, I'll just pay for a printer. Mm. So I always invest back, you know. And it's I always think of maybe I can.
I got to pili, so that's why Oja.
No. The thing is, of us, what I get really consume, I need to stop, man. Yeah. We need to produce.
Sure.
Especially when Moringa. So Moringa, it's got so many benefits, and Mangamla Batla, they use it, Rarek.
My man, it's wild that. So my siblings live in the US, my younger brother, my younger sister. And you go into a shop, into a market, and they're selling sorghum as this new superfood.
Wow.
We grew up on that.
Yeah.
And for now, because we like things, we started take it for granted. But we've got this superfood that raised us. Instead, Ribizikabo Mukodu Monday. Why is the Mukodu Monday and not Pizza Monday? Because Mukodu is what we eat every day.
Yeah.
It's what we should be eating. But Ribizikabo Mukodu Monday, the people are taking the food we grew up on and selling it at a premium overseas.
Yeah.
Selling it at a premium overseas is a superfood. You know, have sorghum, have a sorghum. Chibuku is our super drink. Made from sorghum.
Yeah, corn go China, limited. Wow, package.
Yes.
Yeah, they just don't sell it on the street like we do this side. Sure. Wow, package nicely, plastic. So, glad this guy's day.
But even your another that maize, it's not of our land.
Yeah.
That maize is an import. So, it's a region thing, so it's a region sorghum. And our body processes it better than the papa and the maize products.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the people marry Iwa Kupucha poverty. Cabbage.
Cabbage reminds me of going to the village, Nereja cabbage. Yo.
Kai Kobutuan.
Kokai, yes. Yeah. Every holiday, you knew every meal one cabbage, except breakfast. So I don't want to see cabbage.
So, Bakupa, you won't go to another side without a little king, cucumber.
Cucumber thing.
I did a show called Botswana. Apparently, if you talk about the sex toys are not allowed.
Oh, I could retain sex toy for you.
So, is it illegal to play with yourself, Botswana?
I don't think it's illegal, but I think there's, because of the conservative nature of the society, I just don't think they've allowed. Now they can be Mashabela adult shop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, people make a plan. I get people, you come this side, you buy your toy, you go home.
I'm feeling only, but don't. And I did a sex show that site.
You did a sex show?
Yeah. I could have got a show called Sex After Marriage.
Oh, yes. In fact, tell us about sex after marriage.
No, sex, now I grew with
is my... Is that why you started making pills for yourself?
Every product, it's a male and show yak.
Yes.
So if you come to a sex after marriage show, the first one I did, Neginale Muruti, Lady Stripper. The stripper compulsory.
Yes.
Yeah, because karamanyalo, sexually nyalo ya bora, it's fresh, ya bora.
No, sexually nyalo yam nati, you must just do it right.
I know the sound because I call it mute sex.
No, there's sounds. If you can see the sock in the mouth,
yeah,
you can make all the noise you want. At least that way you're not holding back. So you can now still explode.
What if you got DP? I in a room in a room divide.
Ah, then let go. Go long drop.
Ah, go. Call in your Ogaro Muchina Street Fighter. You get.
Yeah, give us Street Fighter.
Yeah, even a barometer, help it will. Help it will, even a barometer. Get timing first.
Get timing.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have 1 minute.
And your inner child must come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, my dear, me call. Choke me. Munna wale from five. Kilo ushedi ingo chaga muda.
Kito choke kai.
Mazaria wagasiri choke me.
Choke papa.
I went over. That's it. Yo. Scatchifto. You're not my way. You're not yo.
God.
And I'm gonna blame you because I start to work. Kick for play.
No, but also women need to understand that though.
Yeah.
After a certain age, the hard on I have might be the only one of the day. If you waste it or you take too long, we're done for the day.
Now, woman has a butchery, Udi County, so maybe got 20 years. So, while I mean one,
yeah,
of it, like 50. Okay, give me one.
You don't know,
it represents Iona. So,
hurry, half up, half down.
Yeah,
anything goes. That's why, it touches a move.
That's why Rain, what do you want? Sometimes I do quite a little bit of China. I don't know, please, Chama China, I didn't want to look as China. You can't even read.
That is another problem.
Yeah.
We will take anything anyone says yes, pan.
Oh, you go to the police. Yeah.
Maroka
gets very police and what about police?
Yeah, man.
It will support.
Yeah.
Little support the business. Already
and we don't read instructions.
Ah, yes, China. Utomo sweat, only more the more.
Yeah.
We were a little man, take your sweat t shirt or a girl have. Oh, Pele one of our two Irico Huela control. So, Jagadi safe, you have bad.
Choke me dead.
Yeah. Jagadi safe.
So, how many products do you have currently that we can support and where do we support you?
Okay, so far, Kinali Gini, Kinali Sports Drink, Kinali Sexual Health, I call it Dignified.
Dignified or dignified?
No, dignified.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a new one that I'm launching next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Kiki testy, like test drive it. Yeah. And if you feel about one chiba disuki.
But it's all herbal, though.
It's all herbal.
Sure.
Yeah. And you can only wait.
Dear answer, wait.
Just wait. Only go lose a weight.
Ah.
Can only moringa tea.
Yes.
Yeah. The 2-in-1. You drink one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
So what? Energy. So what happens during the day?
Oh, no, cope. Oh, no, cope. Okay. Not because now I've been labeled as Moto. Everywhere I'm going, very police.
What is your own guy?
Next time, the world in a problem.
Political
analyst.
Single life is tough because single life, but to expect a road to leave,
yeah,
or one,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes you know, like,
so when now we miss because we want, you know,
what do you mean?
Like, we miss, like, I miss who Catalanyana.
To tell you the honest truth, no, eh?
Seras.
Yeah.
How miss?
You know what the problem is? Because I've been in relationships, ne?
Ships.
No, mamela.
Eh.
From the age of 14, to Tomaujola.
Yeah.
I've been in a relationship every single time until now. This is the first time I'm not in a relationship. Ever, ever, ever. Since I was 14.
And what?
So, hey, fella, no, go start the M. Hey, fella, go start the M. It's the first time you decide, look what I know.
The problem with what you're going through is the freedom. If you reach that stage, you have too much freedom. Okasaba nyaga mo house.
Serious?
Yeah. Also, wana wiki mo. Esh, onane mavoso. Ami trend. Sato patela transaction. That's why I go China. I think that's what I'm about. Because I wish you miss cash. Upatela ka phone. Nana re rocka phone. Are. 20 yang. I wish you.
Ni how 20
yang. I call which I rent to the yang. Kebo kaiga. I get to tell you I'm China. Leave a little pinching young. Little come on pinching young. But an alamo arbasadi abadivana go.
Oh, Kim Jong-un,
yeah.
The leader of North Korea. There's a video of Kim Jong-un getting emotional. In fact, it was almost like, what Allah? And he's calling on women in North Korea to make a plan.
Yeah.
And halt the decline of the country's birth rate. Because they are not giving birth to enough people in North Korea. And Kim Jong-un... Oh, it feels like we're running out of people.
Can't you go Korea? It's not giving Zimbabwe.
Eh? King, North Korea?
Yeah.
Where's that? I go Zimbabwe.
I ground it's not giving Zimbabwe. Eh? By about two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I got spawn.
No, but maybe your products, Dika Tusa, go North Korea.
No, I think so.
Because no one has seen Kim Jong-un cry. But he's there crying, ubizu, dabbing his eyes.
For
one. Man.
Or North Korea. Like the communication with China, it was difficult. You must always have a translate. Because I'm going to product, I'll Korea them. Are you from Korea? I'll Korea them. Are you from Korea?
From Korea?
Are sheep? Yeah, no.
Shipment Mandela.
It was a very fruitful trip. It cost a lot of money, but I wasn't there to make money.
Sure.
Yeah, it was about networking.
You're planting seeds so that you can eventually make more money.
Yeah,
because then how do you hold up?
And Chinese people, it was bad.
Sure.
No,
it was bad. Yeah,
they only developed. Why? A week. For a workshop, lelena in Mbalula na kukos la wa uno tuan. Kisho ntuba ina nyongo miti no ching like after party yana. Sleep queen yana.
Champagne yana.
Champagne yana. No rau kwa gani development bar champagne yana.
Konka ya China eva.
Yeah, 30% yana.
My man, if we want to support your products, Rukra Gugay.
Oh, yeah. My phone 5, kamuka, I'm on social media. Mashabela Comedy on Instagram. Mashabela Galani, go TikTok.
Sure.
Join the TikTok.
Sure.
It's exciting. But I'm not on that level of Oskido, though.
Yeah, no. Oskido's fully committed.
Yeah, every week, you know.
Get commitment.
Yeah, my TikTok is very weak.
Sure.
So, go Twitter, Mashabela Comedy. Facebook, Mashabela Galani.
No, but I'm sure if you give your TikTok account some of your products, your followers will rise.
Yeah. I like it to shamala.
Yeah.
And the product tag, I wait to go shop right. Mringa wook, go shop right.
Okay. So, how does it work? Can you suppress appetite? Yes, John.
Yeah.
Or appear?
The combo, the tea, you lose your weight.
Okay.
You fall energy. That's why I get 2-in-1. And there's a syrup. Syrup is suppressor. Appetite.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one is fat burn.
Okay.
It's a little combo.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I've got this one, it spa, but at the moment, it goes Western Cape.
Okay. So the Moringa energy drink.
Yeah. Moringa energy drink.
Okay. So and it's available at all spas in the Western Cape now.
Yeah. For now.
For now.
So one province at a time because it's just 2 months old.
Yeah.
And please check out however, the online. And I'm dropping another one next week. I have a recashamu.
So, Ewe Sang, no?
Chama China did remisha tho.
Yeah.
Salo, keep it like about Richard or something, but Utro, you know, was born. was born for 5 minutes.
But it will be the best 5 minutes of your life.
Yeah, but yeah.
Maro's fourth.
Then you are remarking the following day.
And then decide now, see, on day three.
But no, because Marata Maro was show, Maro, 5 minutes. I give only for 5 minutes. Yeah. That time, we're going to go to drive. So it's already herbal, yeah. So because we're available, go the vending machine, it's Alpha Pharmacy.
But how was the next moment?
I didn't know the Lalbutata.
I grabbed Tata. I did a research for we.
Political analyst, yeah, no.
No, I'm doing research for you. Go for feedback.
No, kita di Korea.
Kita it's no go about the China. What's going to Korea?
Kita di yeah.
No, but also I think
plus we won, you know.
What do you mean?
What audition?
Eh, ki tsore di audition.
Yeah, wa audition.
Wa bona. So go ba romela box.
Potential.
O romela box.
Yeah.
Eh. Mara kwa tletse ni tsam blind because kwa tlo tswa beke.
No, tsaka di sharp. Tsaka di sharp. And ona ma vuso ku thamba mushato u tlatsa kwa sharp.
Serious?
Yeah, ba bere ka mining ke batse.
Hi bona.
Yeah.
So tsore ke lona, ndi wa mnat.
O tlo ba ma mara bana le di pottery. Sa ke ba walk walk. Sorry, defend. Banyana kamaka ba Vegas for I'm sorry but it means defeat ska ba dumela motho are let me come on top what top of things yes so ta rail ba tswa itse walk ha
mare mwana na potri sum na timfethu
eh
the potri sum na
ah wow you the potri
no
Nika for play wa koru tswara motho.
No akere but sometimes o tlame o pehe maotumo.
Oh yeah.
So potlisi helimo wa utlo ra.
After 40 years of ya maotumo, what if yawa? Tiberekela nako. Sometimes una lu buga e ga notso. O ri wa para condom ewe, o tla condom ya hemelela. Wa molebelela wa mo diagnose mara o kara.
Shabana pimpule.
Karalwalo.
O no hana pimpule. O shaba.
Wari mudimu ntuja. Ile mosadi yao a faster control. A bona uri mbe ya jola ko yang is katswela mudimu ke mya mo di thapelong.
O sabela, all right. Aona pilisi yao for this abohlanye because I think you need that.
No, I need Alex to perform. I've been focusing.
What's up for me guy?
Oh,
I thought you meant.
No.
So you don't have any shows coming up?
I've got a show ko Limpopo ka di 26.
Okay.
Yeah, Sex After Marriage.
26 December.
Okay. And Beggar's Fort. Mm. Where are you going?
Sure.
I've got a show ka di 23.
December.
Okay, and so. My biggest show, I call it one of the biggest show in Africa, Comedy Under the Sun.
Yes.
It's big. Next year, come March, the ticket be available.
And that's huge. Comedy Under the Sun gets such support.
Yeah, no. Thanks a lot, guys, for the support. But especially when talking to Tembisa.
Sure.
My producer came to Tembisa, my panyasa came to Tembisa, and we were airport. Because we were at the airport.
Sure.
Warra. Kiwila, as one said, but they were at Praga, and they were at
It's long.
Yeah, go ra hukwa go gai.
Yeah, kwa go gai.
Yeah,
I'm really like.
I know.
Oh, sharp.
Yeah, no, great. So yeah, next day, kadi 30 comedian resign.
Yeah.
And please, guys, thanks for that for the support. The product jagaba badi raika sheban support.
But I was already police, you know.
No, I think it's already. It's only Korea. Get like this.
Okay. So before Saturday.
Before Saturday.
So mutoi nwaning, like how soon do you drink the pill?
No. And
is it 30 minutes before the same day?
No. Yeah, I give my. I think I 20 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. It generate.
And then you do like how long?
If I come fast, come on, guys. Sputat, we say no. Psycho updated the app. Stage one, stage two, stage three.
The music app. But the Eskom over is Eskom.
Yeah, and thank you, the Honorable Mbalula. It's one of my customers. So I can give you a customer.
Also, Mbaksu.
Elmo stress, I call him Ringa Oak.
No, Mara, I saw President Ramaphosa the other day in a video with
Oh, yeah, yeah. And give me like our hair.
So, Mugailing.
Give me Moringa.
Moringa.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, it must be nice, eh? Huh? I know, have a my child. He's making it rain.
Guys, Mashabela Khalani, he's got a ton of products. Let's support him. He's been bold enough to create stuff that we can support.
Yeah.
Consumer.
It's not easy to crack that market.
No, it's not. Yeah. To get shelf space.
Yeah, shelf space.
Shelf space is a problem.
Yeah, shelf space.
But the fact that you're brave enough to say, it's Antoina and it's going to work for me, it doesn't matter how long it takes, I will keep at it.
Okay, for I'm saying it to the universe and it will happen. Yeah, the plan and the vision is to build a factory.
Yes, yeah, that's what we need.
By next year. Hey. But God will make it happen.
We need a papao fake. So it's a papao.
It's more like, you know, my dad are not credentialed politically, but trading.
Yes.
Yeah.
So look out for it, papao manufacturing.
Yeah.
It will be a massive factory. In fact, we'll even have a moringa farm.
Hectares. Yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan.
A moringa farm.
Yeah.
We'll start a community. Then we'll start a most tembung to show who the product is. The product is just pana. You're going to take 20 wives. Or the ones who are just pana, the product is.
Talking about 20 wives, it will go beggar's foot. We're going to have 6, 7, 8 wives. Mama paid you. Come put a come sell you. Come and send you 4. Then we a TV show.
Hey, banna.
Call him Popo Eka, but the season after season, not the episode. This guy, I don't know why he's so charming. I'm a regular grocer. I'm going to go boarding school.
Eight.
I'm going to capture you.
Yeah, I'm sure family meeting you cafeteria.
Yeah. No, thanks. I never thought I'll make you cry. Go show now.
No, you must go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. No, Kalebo.
Guys, Mashabela, he used to be a comedian. Now he's a businessman, but he does the comedy nyana once
in a while. I still do. Comedy is my first love. I still do. Keep us going. Keep us going this thing. So, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Papao,
Mashabela. Mao. Kalebo.
Khalani.
Yeah. Producer outlook Skarogana, Sikrohani.
No, that's Rohani. Ruwele Vela Kaukotana, Zorohani.
Yeah.
It's a biological act.
Oh, have. Ma from 5, oh, have.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, have. Hututelo.
Hutuelo. Marau ke marau. Chirin chirta di bona kamarau.
Homoya moshat.
Yeah.
Homoya puking.
No, but Kalebo, Paul. Thank you.
Peter,
yeah, yeah. This is wow! What a week! What a week! Celebrity
guest. Celebrity guest. Our guest today, very special dude. Many have been asking for, anticipating our next guest. Since he and I have a few things in common, our names relate to sensations. We've both got extensive experience in certain industries, and we both have a distaste for certain kinds of management. But we also love entertaining people and making them feel great. So please give a warm welcome to the kindred spirit, Thibaut Touch Thabo Molefe. My dude.
Did we record that?
We recorded that. How you doing?
You grow up watching someone, looking up to them, and then they have to introduce you and talk about the common things you do. That's incredible. That's for me, that's like the pinnacle. Thank you for welcoming me on the show.
I was about to say, how does that make you feel though?
Bruh, it made me feel like I deserve triple raise, or I should probably have the whole station named after me.
You did that once, but we'll talk about that.
Yes.
But first things first, so Touch arrives here and I tell him, feel at home, take your shoes off. So he did that. So it forced me to take my shoes off. So we're going to do this this buoy, and we're going to have our feet firmly planted on the ground.
Thank you.
So that we're fully earthed.
It's my first ever conversation without shoes. Somebody I admire and look up to as a colleague. So yeah, yes, I do feel at home. Thank you. And touch. The carpet is clean.
The carpet is clean. Everything in here is clean.
Nice.
Yes, sir. So this is Wow What a Week. Okay. So we're going to start with your week. How's the week been?
Oh, man. It's been a very crazy week looking at the amount of back and forth with trying to close a year. I think there's just this natural pressure of trying to close December with all things aligned from, you know, work. What did I miss out? What did I not achieve? All these self-audit experience we put ourselves through.
Mm.
Yeah.
How important is it to self-audit? Because one of the things I encourage, especially youngsters in our industry, is you have to treat yourself like a business would.
You have to.
And you need to do a SWOT analysis at the beginning of the year or end of the year.
Yeah.
What are your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats? Mm. Write them down and make sure that that is how you hold yourself accountable.
Yep.
Because often we live just day to day.
We do.
Even your day for today doesn't even have goals to achieve.
Nah.
So how are you going to get to your bigger goals?
Though, if
even just your Friday.
It's the reason why I play golf.
Yes.
Golf is a game of misses.
Sure.
And what makes you win is that one hit. And what we don't understand in self-audit, everything I've done this year, I've had more miss. Like you just missed a shot, you missed a shot. But there's that one shot that propels you to a level that you didn't even fathom. So I'm not hard at myself by having 80,000 miss and 2 hits. And that's basically my journey this year.
And isn't it wild that we do that in our lives? That the one bunker shot, you make that your perception of self.
Yes.
Versus, but there was a hole in one, man, the other day.
Right?
There was a birdie and an eagle.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Come on. Are you impressing me? You know golf.
No, I know. For a person that doesn't play golf, I know a lot about golf.
I like that. I appreciate that.
But one day I will join you.
Please do.
But and I think there's a lesson to be learned there.
Yeah.
That people who play golf will tell you that they go out all the time, no matter how bad your handicap is.
Yes.
Tomorrow is a new day.
It is. Total new day. And the beauty about it is after you hit that bad shot, your next shot, you erased all the bad shots.
Yeah.
You don't take the muscle memory of a loser into the next shot. You walk into the next shot like you never had a bad shot.
Absolutely.
And that's what golf has helped me to approach life.
Mm.
If I look at my journey till today, out of all the days I've had in this year, all the bad days I've had don't even impact or have no room on my next tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I can't harbor yesterday's failures and expect to approach tomorrow with the same mental disposition and win. I walk into a new day like all days of my year, like all the days of the year have been good, have been successful.
Like you won yesterday.
Yeah.
Even if you lost yesterday, it's okay. It's a new day.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's the power of writing things off. In accounting, they call it a bad debt.
Mm.
And what happens? Do we shut the company down because we got bad debts? No.
Exactly.
We move on. Open a new balance sheet.
In fact, one of the things doing the O-Ship cruise taught me and reminded me is precisely that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've been doing O-Ship since, 2011, 2012?
Right.
And the first 3 O-Ships, we were taking a bath, bruh. The first one, we lost a lot.
What?
The second one, I think we only just broke even. The third one, we lost again. So the first 3-4 O-Ships were actually loss-making cruises.
Come on.
People think you've got a ship, it's full of people, you must be making money.
No.
But because you understand the bigger goal, we stay the course.
Bro.
You know what I mean? And because, I mean, even with COVID and the way it hurt our cruise, we still stayed the course.
Yeah.
And the cruise we did this past weekend, for me, was easily my favorite to date.
That's insane.
And that's part of why you stay the course.
Come on.
Because as long as you are steadfast, you're resolute, you know exactly what the goal is, you will win eventually.
And I remember pictures of the 3rd O-Ship.
Yeah.
When I looked at them, I was one of those people that said, yo, Fresh is killing it
now.
You look like you made good money. I still remember those images. That's the time when we started introducing drone shots
in
promos. And I was like, ooh, you seen people packed and you're thinking, 2,000, 5,000, 100,000, 20,000. And that's the illusion with a lot of regulators, I won't mention names, make when they check our social media pages.
Sure.
And then they conclude and say, Oh, I had a guy one day who was complaining, took me to the CCMA and said, if you look at his lifestyle on social media, he can afford to pay me.
Are you for real?
I was like, okay, so you come to conclusions that I can afford to pay you because of my lifestyle. What if I derive that lifestyle from a different revenue stream?
Exactly.
And what does that got to do with my affordability to pay incompetence? You know what I mean?
And according to social media, then you don't go to the toilet either. If we're going to judge people based on the social media.
That's the illusion that we conclude on people today. Mm. But I like what you said. I didn't know it took you four O-ships.
It took us four O-ships to start making a little bit of money.
I'm on my third replenishment now.
Yeah.
We are announcing the third replenishment. Both first and second, we lost serious money.
Yeah.
Does it say we're going to shut down?
I was going to say, why did you stay the course though? Because, I mean, your replenishment concerts, it's a big project with big names.
And it's
a big production.
It's going to get bigger. It's going to get so
big. I'd like to challenge you.
Yeah.
Let's do a replenishment cruise.
Okay.
Me and you.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's take
cruise.
Let's take it to the water.
Did you say to the water?
Let's take it, put it on a boat.
Ooh.
Get.
I see fresh getting baptized.
Let's get three or four of our favorite pastors on there.
Mm.
Three, four headliners to perform.
Please drop a horn on that.
We will drop a horn on this.
Yes.
Three or four people who can talk to people about, you know, just making your life better.
You know?
Changing your journey.
You know what you just...
Are you accepting the challenge?
Listen, it's not even a challenge. That's exactly the scripture. The gospel is not for the converted.
Yes.
You are right now wearing the same mental approach as Christ would in his days.
Mm.
We think salvation is through an institution called church with a pulpit and people must come crying.
Mm.
And you are now saying, let's take it to where the people who need salvation are.
Exactly.
You see everybody who was on O-ship?
Mm.
They need salvation right there. And now you're taking it to the next level.
You know what's weird is for the last 4 years, every Sunday on O-ship at midday, I play a gospel set.
No, you don't.
I play a gospel set.
Get out.
And I remember there's a dude who came up to me. And you could tell he's had a rough 2 days already because guys have rough times on that boat.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know if I want to hear gospel right now. And I was like, my dude, I'm working right now. So, but anyway.
Yeah.
Later, he comes up to me. He's like, you know, you played all of my mother's favorite songs.
No.
And this is the same guy who said to me, I don't know if I want to hear gospel right now.
Because you were taking him somewhere spiritually.
Anyway. No, and he told me he doesn't like gospel.
Right.
But then he comes back to me later. He's like, you played my mom's favorite songs.
Come on.
So I told him, please go tell your mother that DJ Fresh played songs for her son that she loves.
Do you understand how spiritual that is, bro? Like, I don't even think you yourself are aware why on Sunday you will change that route. But now I'm going to give you another challenge.
Yeah.
I want to challenge you to think of us doing a gospel house album.
Okay. So let's do that.
If we take the cruise, if we take replenishment on a cruise, and it works perfect because the next year's replenishment, we are planning it to have a women's conference first.
Mm-hmm.
It was not just a one-day experience.
Absolutely.
And now that you're talking about a cruise, how many days do we spend on the water?
Three days.
Perfect. Perfect.
So done.
No, it's done. Like,
let's shake
on
it.
It's done.
Okay, so replenishment cruise coming up.
It's done.
Dude, we had a lady literally in tears during our set, during the gospel set. And she was like, she's crying because she misses church.
Come on.
But she left church because of the politics and the people and the toxicity. Because unfortunately, church often doesn't become about the word. It becomes about politics. It becomes about the characters within that environment.
I think the sad reality is for many people, church is a career. And if you were never successful.
It's a bag or a career.
Well, if you're
never successful,
it's not
about God. Yeah.
There are some amazing great men of God who do God's work, and I look up to them as my spiritual fathers. But there are people who have turned church into a circus where they fulfill certain deficits they could not do in corporate, in many other facets of management. But the truth of the matter is, we are all hardcore sinners saved by grace.
Absolutely.
I don't care who you are. We are hardcore sinners saved by grace. It's not my responsibility to judge a sister sitting next to me with a shirt with a skirt that short, because that's probably the longest skirt that she could find in her closet. And then I'm going to conclude.
And even if it isn't, if that's how she chooses to go out, who the hell are you,
you know what I mean?
Say, why are you dressed like that? Who the hell are you to police people's choices?
Yeah.
But you're the same person that says you are saved, that Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
Come on.
But you're the first one to want to judge other people for their choices.
No, not at all. And the sad reality is a lot of scandals are coming out of churches right now.
Yeah.
A whole lot. And everybody's like, ooh, but we forgot that we gave these human beings, this man, this mortal, this individual power to even speak into your life. Do you know how many people today are not going anywhere in life because people have spoken stagnant, I've spoken things that there's no life. You are coming and going, and they haven't released life into you. And when you allow people to speak, that's why I don't think more than 10 people have prayed for me, like in terms of touching. I'm careful of who prays for me.
Yes,
I'm careful of who lays hands on me,
because it's energy.
I don't know what you're transferring in me. We have given men all that power, and we open our arms. You know when you do, when you surrender yourself, and somebody speaks, bro. I can tell you for free, it's slavery morality to always need every Sunday to go and look for something that the previous Sunday could not give you. You are enslaved without even realizing. It's a serious cancer I could not subscribe to. For me, we should go to church probably for the rotation we're currently doing, and then go out and live church out there. We should, like, you take your car for service. Imagine taking your car for service every Sunday. Every Sunday. I'm just saying, if it's about fellowship or if it's about conversion, we get so much that I'm still steaming off what I heard 5 years ago in church. I'm moving with that speed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The signs and wonders and the miracles I'm doing. I'm a miracle just sitting here with all the... the challenges I go through on a day-to-day basis. I'm not going to call a pastor and pray for me.
Because I say go as often as you need to, but don't be a slave to religion. Because that, unfortunately, and there's a funny bumper sticker about that, that I don't have a problem with God. It's just fan club. That's the problem. Because often they're a lot, so they're too much.
Yeah.
They judge you, they want you to. And that's one of the other reasons why, for instance, I go to white church.
Right.
Because I can shop in these shorts, these flops that I was wearing.
Right.
And it's okay. It's okay. You're not going to be judged about what you're wearing or about what you're not wearing.
You know, if I put you on a pulpit with these shorts in the churches that I grew up in, we will not listen to what you're saying and lose the potency of your message because of how it's delivered.
Yeah. And already you're judging. Already there's judgment before I even open my mouth.
And what has helped me as Tabo? I grew up with an abundance of the word, man. I'm grateful for my family.
Sure.
But as soon as I broke out, the first people I made friends with were your not so morally accepted type of people. I learned more from people that church write off than I did from a Sunday sermon. I learned more about business and loyalty and fear for God from people we will not trust to deliver God's word. So who's really a saint? You understand what I'm saying? I've caught the Holy Spirit more in a club than I did in church. God spoke to me louder in a place where he said, don't do that. Don't do this. Give him some love. Give her some love. And
I've even heard a voice as I was about to take my 10th shot of tequila. Do not take that shot, my son.
It's crazy, man.
It will end in tears, son.
It's crazy, but the whole point, I don't want to derail. You spoke about the failures of the old ship.
Yeah.
You just made me comfortable to actually open up about things that we sugarcoat. You know, it's interesting.
And people look at your life and make assumptions about your successes.
Yeah.
But you've also had failures.
Oh.
You've had ventures that went up in smoke.
Oh.
That didn't work out. Oh. Let's talk about that.
Listen. I pride myself of my hunger to jump in the deep end and find out there's crocodiles. That's how I defined my appetite when I start business. Don't tell me that there's crocodiles. Don't tell me that it's a deep end. Tell me that I can swim.
Sure.
Because I'm a crocodile killer when I see one. I'm never defined by my failures, because you need to know throughout your journey of life, you're going to try 50,000 things. And the four that work, those four are going to actually catapult you in another level. And, I, and I'm happy to talk about from childhood. I've done things where I even had my grandmother as my, because I was underage.
Your surety.
Surety.
Yes.
When you're taking on a business.
True.
And I've been driven by having those appetites far beyond my age, far beyond what black people will pursue. People think I started becoming a business person by what they read on the papers.
You used to sell cakes and cookies in school.
And it got to furniture at some point.
Yo.
I'm telling you.
So no lumfana wa finisha likuku.
Think about it, right?
Yeah.
I grew up in the town where pawn shops were so famous. They were like pawn shops at every corner. And I started asking myself, people bring valuable items knowing that they're not going to be able to retrieve them.
Yeah.
And you are able to sell that. I was like, that's a good business. So I approached one of the guys and said, listen, I want to be your partner. I can get you people who want money.
Yeah.
It's not that I want to see them lose their items, but I always look at space. I don't recall a time where my eyes don't see an opportunity in a crisis. When there's a crisis, like right now.
And there's a saying, never waste a good crisis.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Read, I'm going to give you his name, Mark Rich, the king of oil. How he evolved in business. A genius of note. And when you look at a crisis, like you will study the post-World War II, there are people who became billionaires because of how systems were depleted at that time. You're going to have to choose to say, okay, circumstances are going to define, like now we are in a crisis. We don't have energy supply, right? Are we going to be in the crowd that says, where's the energy? Where's the energy?
Help. Okay, there's people who need help. What solution am I offering?
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's been my journey from selling cakes, from venturing in different businesses. I've always looked for an opportunity in a crisis because you will never enjoy the pleasure of funders listening to your idea because you don't have any collateral. As a black entrepreneur growing up anywhere in the world, you have to find opportunities in the crisis because that's the only time you can be, you know, be taken serious to say you are able to mount out of what people drown from. Who are you? Who's this guy? How did you think of this? And that's and that's a sad reality because we don't have private equity uncles and dad
and trust fund.
Trust fund. No, we don't.
Yeah.
So what we have, it's our tenacity to rise where people sink.
And I think that's the saddest waste of resilience and tenacity.
Yeah.
To see how many of our people become debilitated by their circumstances versus inspired to do better and be better. And I often tell the story of how some of the people that inspire me is the dude who's at a traffic light selling newspapers.
Sure.
There's only so much you can mark up on a newspaper.
Right.
There's only so much turnover you can make in one day.
Come on.
But there's a dude at a traffic light selling newspapers because for him, it's a way out. Right next to him, there's a guy begging.
Yeah.
Who's not looking at the guy selling newspapers, who's probably making $100 a day from those newspapers and thinking, how can I get myself out of this situation where I'm forced to beg?
It's
when there's a guy here, the markup on papers is rubbish. People are not buying newspapers. But there's still a guy who gets up every morning and says, by hook or crook,
I
will
make
$10 so I can buy bread so we can eat at home.
Bruh.
So the fact that as black people, we've been through so much, we've survived so much.
Here's a beautiful
but we don't take that resilience into the world of business, into the world of what can I do with the fact that King Kong.
It's simple.
You know?
You know, it's so true. Listening to what you're saying about us as Black people, and I don't like to play that kumbaya. You know, we come from struggle. No, it's real. Here's how I define it. I walked into an exco, into a group of people 3 weeks ago, who I had to present my next 5 years, how my next 5 years is looking like. And these are people who have a choice right now to put 400 or 500 million in my ideas. And as I said in there, I said to them, have you all watched Gladiator? And they said, yeah. I said, right now, you are looking at Maximus, who had to be stabbed, fight 8 battles, and walk into an arena with someone who's having his first round, when I just had 8 fights, and probably right now I'm bleeding to death. And I'm going to smash this opponent that you're putting in front of me. Because that movie, when you look at how he had to fight the emperor at the end, he was already, he had gone through enough. He was physically drained not to even stand a fight.
His tank was on empty.
It's exactly. And then your tank is on empty, right? Then you are told you're going to run a marathon with somebody who has reserves for 400 years generationally.
True.
And that is a Black man accepting the challenge of capital.
True.
You walk into an arena when you have no, by the time you get to the boardroom, every grain of appetite, of vivaciousness, your vigor, you are done. You are depleted. There's no way you'll finish that 100 meters and you run 100 kilometers. That to me is how I've summarized my intro to a group of people who I'm very much aware that to be in that boardroom, I went through stabbing, I went through fake headlines, I went through all kinds of attacks to disrepute my brand. I went through everything. I went through being told that you're not even enough. How dare you think of opening an online radio station? How dare you thinking of going into a business that you don't even have enough security to last you for X amount? So that is the journey of a hungry Black man saying, I am going to make it happen, whether government is behind me or not. I'm not going to be a product of, I need government to, there's nothing wrong with government funding you or taking you off, but I always dismiss the idea that every good idea needs some type of government to propel you. What happens if white government is in charge? What happens if the purple government is in charge? You understand what I'm saying? Like, does your idea sell to any group of market without the whole Black solidarity?
Yeah, is your idea solid enough, or does it solve enough of a problem that it doesn't matter who you present it to? That's
how
you should be thinking. You must be thinking, yeah, my comrade, but we're not die. Forget the comrades.
Oh, support Black.
Would this work in China? Would it solve a problem in China? And if it would solve a problem in China, would someone back it?
That's
the level you should be thinking.
The paradigm shift we all need is to rid ourselves of that idea, support Black. No, I'm wearing KO right now. This is KO. You know why? Because this, I can walk into an LV store and you're going to look at me. He has matched the level of quality that makes me feel good.
Dude, this is BK Proctor, a boy from Bots. I'm wearing BK Proctor.
Come on.
And his stuff is on another level.
Like, you understand?
Another level.
Hello. Yeah. And I'm sorry to all people who I've told them that I will not support you because you're Black. I know. I'll support you because I can put you in the middle of Iceland and we're going to move that product.
I'll support you because you're excellent, not because you're Black.
Thank you. So we have to grow to a point where we are not just Black success, but we are the quintessential of success. You understand what I'm saying?
This guy is good. He just happens to be Black.
End of discussion.
That's all it should be.
End of discussion. Come on, man. So,
so we're talking about, so I don't even think it's failure. I just think it's part of your journey. So, you know, Touch HD obviously was before its own this time.
100%.
Because you are fighting terrestrial radio.
Come on.
You're fighting the fact that you need more working capital.
Hello?
You're fighting the fact that data costs like an arm and a leg. You're fighting naysayers in JA. You're also fighting people who hate you just because you have an accent. There's also that. There are people who hate you for nothing.
But look at it, bro. You, I don't know if you've been to those offices, the studios that I set up.
No, remember you took me on a tour.
This was...
No, remember you...
I was in 2055.
Touch actually offered me a job. And I was supposed to come and do breakfast... And then I was like, no, not yet. And then that's when you called Glenn.
Yeah.
And then Glenn left And then
and I doubled his pay.
And then SABC were like, Glenn is gone.
Yeah.
We need you at Metro.
Right.
And then that arrogant manager of ours, former manager.
Right.
You know that she arrogantly walked to 5FM and said, I need this guy on my station next week.
Where is
like,
she today?
Like a dude.
Where is she today?
Like, not even can we have a week or two to discuss it?
And you are DJ Fresh. Okay, let's talk about who you are in the space of your gift, in the radio landscape of this continent. To have your contract impulsively, like on the spot, say, listen, I need you in my station.
You're being redeployed.
Just like that. Yeah. I don't blame it on her. Mm. I blame it on the system that deploys people in a position of power.
Mm.
And unfortunately,
as opposed to a position of leadership,
thank you.
A big difference.
Can I tweet that? Where's my phone? That's a tweet. And that's the reason why systems have failed historically.
Mm.
You can't point fingers at people when the system still permeates for them to continue with bad decisions after bad decisions.
Mm.
You are literally giving somebody the responsibility to run an operation that they will never, even if it had their money all their name on it.
Mm.
When I left and I said, I'm starting my own thing, I said, I'm not going to take an offer from anybody. I want anyone who thought this guy is arrogant, is all about himself.
Mm.
I'm going to put all resources on myself.
Sure.
I'm going to put my name on this thing.
Mm.
I had to match 17 million of the 17 million that I was asking IDC from.
Mm.
And they said, no, until you can show us that you bring in 17 million of your money, only then we will fund you.
Mm.
And we're not even going to give you the money you want.
Sure.
We're going to give you less.
Mm.
And there are people who will make noise in an institution they never built, they never contributed. And just because of a position, they feel they got this supreme power over you who have turned 20 years of your craft.
Mm.
But will they put that amount of money? Would you bet on yourself the same way I took a bet on me? I took a bet on me and I shook the industry.
Mm.
Nobody in telecoms cannot tell me they didn't have sleepless nights when we launched Touch HD.
Mm.
Hence today, networks compete over data bundles.
Sure.
The data, and people are like, you sold us out. Data didn't fall.
Because between yourself and Cliff Central, you guys put data cost and pricing at the top of things we need to discuss.
100%.
Because in the bigger scheme of things, access to internet should be a human right.
By all means.
It should be a human right. People at this stage should not be having to pay exorbitant amounts of money for data and access to the internet.
Come on. We did a study so thorough, we even had lawyers to back up the presentation we had to put in parliament.
Yeah.
So it's not like we are blowing hot air.
Mm.
And unfortunately, people fight battles on a hashtag in this country.
Sure.
Can you take your hashtag to court and spend a million?
Can you get... can you get up from your keyboard and walk the talk? Because majority of us are here. We're here.
It's so easy to follow a hashtag.
Yeah.
Bro, I will risk selling my clothes, my car, my house. If I'm fighting a good cause, I'll take it all the way to the highest court.
Mm.
But people don't see that. And then when your life pivots and your life turns around and then starts calling you privileged, they're calling you this, and they don't understand that when you were crying in a corner, watching a ship sink, nobody was there to say, listen, God is going to carry you through it because this is nothing but a transit for learning.
Mm.
And we make a destination out of learning experiences. My transit for learning has qualified me to sit in front of Elon Musk.
Sure.
If I'd never opened Touch HD, I wouldn't be qualified to sit in any place, anytime, and talk about success.
Mm.
Because my wounds, bro, like I got so much economic and capital wounds that...
You've got scar tissue for days.
It's insane. You can put me in front of anybody in business. I will never come 80.2, 99.1. I'm coming in 100% and leave an indelible mark in that person's life. Because at the end of the day, our stories is what make us who we are.
Mm.
My currency is not how many balance sheets that are on a positive, but it's how I rose on situations that could have buried me at that time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you see me now, I'm good because my bad didn't swallow me. Do you know what I mean?
And the beautiful thing of scar tissue, and we could actually learn that from our bodies and how our bodies heal.
Yeah.
And people that get keloid scars when they heal.
Right.
Is often it's your scar tissue is your body getting you ready for the next time you're injured again.
Mm.
So if you don't accept your scars and the scar tissue and the wounds that you get, the next time you get another whipping, your body's ready.
Right.
Because you've been through the fire.
Right.
Because now the scar tissue to protect you from that which you suffered from in the first place. But a lot of us are even scared to get the scar.
Oh, that's deep.
We're too scared to bet on ourselves at a level that if I fail hard here, if I fail hard here,
yes,
you think it's the end of the world.
Yes.
It's not.
Nah.
Now you've got scar tissue that allows you to say, screw that. I can go for a bigger whipping because I survived the last one.
Bruh.
But we refuse to put ourselves out there like that. And that's why a lot of us will never operate beyond our mediocre selves.
Come on.
Majority of us will always operate here when we have that much.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I needed that because you just summarized some of the experiences I've been through. I remember the first time I received summons. I thought I am dead.
You thought it's the end of the world.
Yo. I had no appetite for 2 days.
Yeah.
Then I went to go see my lawyer. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, wait, I'm going to attend to your matter next week. I'm like, what do you mean next week?
It's a
like,
summons. It's do
like,
something.
Like, bro. He's like, no, I'm dealing with a company that is sitting on 55 of them. I was like, what?
Yeah.
One company, yeah. 55.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, when I left my attorney's office, I was like, so this is life.
Yeah.
But what do we do?
Dude, when you operate at the level you operate, there will be summonses, there will be rumors, there will be allegations, there will be claims, because you operate at a level that makes others uncomfortable.
100%.
So it comes with the territory.
And then you get a journalist saying, is this Thibaut Touch?
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, we've got a story here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to sit and discuss it. We are publishing in 2 hours. Okay. You start thinking, hey, no, what story?
Yeah.
I didn't know when court documents get, by the time they even get lodged, journalists have copies. It's a public document.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm. And if I knew that early, bro, I promise you, I would have been a better Maximus.
Sure.
I would have been a better, I'm not saying I'm not a gladiator.
Mm.
I'm actually an emperor right now.
Sure.
But if I knew that earlier and not intercept the process or try to, I would have welcomed any level of threat with the tenacity that this is just another one. Because you can't play at the big league and not be ready for the big attacks.
Absolutely.
It's part of the game.
Absolutely.
And sometimes when the devil fails in business, he comes for you in your personal life.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. So there's nobody who is going to reach a level of unfathomable success and don't deal with the worst humiliation in life.
Absolutely. So let's just wrap up Touch HD.
Yeah.
So things are not going according to plan,
right,
according to the dream.
Yeah.
You have salaries you need to pay every month, but you don't always have the money to pay those salaries.
Yeah.
What are you doing in terms of the anxiety that comes with that, the stress that comes with that, the frustration that comes with that, the disgruntlement sometimes from staff that comes with that? Because that's a lot for one person to bear on their shoulders.
So my salary bill was 1.4 million every month.
Yeah.
Every 25 days, you got to come up with 1.4 million.
By hook or crook.
By hook or crook.
It must be there, yes.
And it happened for a year before I can get funding. For a year. There's a brother, I will not mention his name, and because of respect, I went to see somebody and I said to him, bro, this is it for me. If you don't help me, you're going to bury me next week.
Sure.
I never thought I could say that in my life. By the time I got to my car, 4 million came into my phone. Now imagine what somebody will do with 4 million.
Sure.
You know when 4 million hits me, already 3.6 is spent.
Sure.
We are left at 600,000 because you got 3 months of a lot of unpaid items that you got to attend to. And that changed.
Yeah, it still fills a deficit before you can get back to zero.
And that changed my thinking about money.
Yeah.
But what I appreciate was, it's not easy to sit in front of anybody and they believe in you with that type of money.
Sure.
So there has to be something people see in you to invest in drought and know that
you're good for it.
You understand what I'm saying? Bro, anyone who I poached, they were probably making 20 here. When they came to me, I gave them 40. Mm. Because I even had to prove it to the people I was poaching to say, I will take care of you. We're good. Mm. When you go through that every 30 days, I built muscle memory. It's like the car that I drove this morning. Mm. There was a truck in front of me and I was driving at a certain speed. It locked itself outside my wheel.
Sure.
There are certain things that your body through experience just goes on a lock mode. Mm. And if you're a strong man, business person, if you understand business, you don't define yourself by that mode, that locking mode at that time.
Yes, sir.
Because you're going to resurrect from that lock. Mm. But we get so in it, we get so enclosed in the idea that this lock represents at the end of it. Mm. I had to build muscle memory every 30 days to say, come what may, I cannot face my staff whom you miss 1 hour, you are already getting calls from the journalist. I went through a series that I call my Harvard MBA experience. Mm-hmm. Because all of that, I didn't realize was building me for the monster that I am today.
At an emotional level, how were you coping?
What? You don't even have desire for affection.
Yeah. So there was no sex in the house.
You can say that. You can say that. Listen, there are certain things money problems will put your spirit, mind, and body into. Mm. There are certain things when you go through the most, a good scripture, reciting a verse, or thinking of moments where you overcame that experience is the only thing you have. I've been in moments where I said, this is a Blueprint 2 moment.
Yeah.
I get in a car and I listen to that Jay-Z.
Mm.
I get in a car and I listen to a sermon. And in the middle of that drought, God says, I built a well out of you.
Mm.
So I had to take you through it. And I appreciate having a borehole, right? So I had to learn that whenever you have a borehole, they bring that massive truck
that looks for
water.
Mm.
And where they were looking for in my yard, it was one of the most driest part of the yard.
Mm.
And the guy with the machine walked and said, this is where the well is.
Sure.
And I learned that. I'm like, wow. I thought it could be under the willow tree. It could be in the garden where it's all lush. And
hey, where it looks like there might be a higher water table.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
And in my mind, I'm like, I thought the highest retention of water is there because that part, everything grows.
Mm.
I am that drought.
Sure.
That you look at and say, nothing is coming out of here.
Sure.
I am that drought that if you poke me enough, a well, an ocean is going to come out.
Mm.
But it takes those experiences of hardship to poke that ocean out of you.
Sure.
For me to be a fountain of life, it means that something has to pierce through me. Something has to pierce hard. And it took those piercing of business, not going the way I thought, to bring the best out of me.
Sure.
So when you meet me today and you see me not having interest in listening to lukewarm things that I know they're not going to work, it's not because I'm not interested in giving people an opportunity. It's because I've been through so much by their first 2 seconds or 10 seconds of a pitch, I can tell.
You know what's BS and what's not.
Bro, you're still teething.
Yeah.
We are not shooting at the same basket. So the sad reality is at that time where I saw myself as a desert, as a dry area, there weren't enough support from my own close circle to say, Touch, this is temporary. You're going to go through this. Mm. There were people who I will call and I can see that they've also been intoxicated by what they just read about me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm. And I had to forgive them because that's their reality. We all get on protection mode. As soon as I hear that, ooh, Fresh is going through X or Touch is going through X, what we tend to do, we go through on protection mode. Like we all start saying, hey, I must distance myself from this person.
Mm.
But then when you start ascending, you become a tutorial. You become some kind of a testimonial to say, if he went through that, I should have never thought less of him.
I was going to say, though, but it's always the same people who then want to come running back to you as if they had been there from the get-go.
Easy.
When they watched you burn. when they wouldn't even throw sand on you as you were burning.
Hard.
But now that you've managed to resurrect yourself, as it were,
yeah,
all of a sudden the act's all brand new. Or like you were not on fire and they were watching.
I remember, bro, calling.
So how do you deal with betrayal at that level? Because that's what it is. It's betrayal.
I had a very powerful friend who was in cabinet when I was trying to get to broadcast the State of the Nation address on Touch HD.
Yeah.
And I did a beautiful pitch on how it can even access people who don't watch traditional media.
Mm.
The department approved. That was my first application to say, let me go and try and pitch. Because already ad spent at that time in 2016 on online platforms, you don't have the right way card. You don't have the right way to verify your methodology of what constitutes a AR. So I'm going to go to people that I know. If I knock on Fresh's door, I'm going to get help.
Exactly.
Bro, the guy said to me, out of his mouth, this idea is incredible, but we're not going for chelet. If we give you money, hey, you're going to show us flames. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, hey, you are already top of discussion in people's in our circles without the support. Imagine if we supported you. And then he thought he was cracking a joke.
How did that make you feel, though, hearing that?
He thought he was cracking a joke. And I said, so all my life, you trying to tell me all the stuff, the fact that I'm on top of mind in your circles. These are the people who call me when I bring John Legend.
Sure.
These are the people that call me when I bring any artist into South Africa.
And these are the people that can afford to pay for it.
And they ask me for free tickets.
Yeah.
These are people who I thought by giving them free experiences, come the days when I need them. Nobody hosted concerts at the pace and rate I was doing from early 2007 till 2016. I was, every year I'll bring two Grammy Award artists in the country. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, I'm putting equity in relationships.
Sure.
So let me give this guy tickets. Let me give this group of people an experience. Because I know those days are going to come where I must pick up the call. And I pick up the call and they tell me, no, this thing of yours, man, it's just a head of, can you change your name? Why name a radio station after you? I said, brands know me. Nobody right now in my team is brand equitable or commercially viable than I am. That's why I'm putting my name on it. So that lesson said to me, you did good.
And in the bigger scheme of things, it's Touch HD. It's not Tabo Molefe FM. Like, why are you so precious about what you, what, like, I don't understand.
But nobody will tell Cliff Central that. Like, nobody will say to Gareth, change your name. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the cancer of us as I promise I was not going to talk about us as black people, but I think that's the cancer in our society. When one of us makes it out the bucket like crabs, we got to pull them down. And we don't pull them down. We use state resources to do so.
Let me tell you a lesson I learned about crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
Because often we accuse our own people of crabs in a bucket mentality.
Right.
But I was taught that you need to understand that crabs do not naturally occur in a bucket. It's not their natural habitat.
Correct.
That is why they are just trying to get out of the bucket, because they don't belong in the bucket.
100%.
So often your people treating you like that is because the environment does not allow for them to bring you in or to bring you on. That is why we treat each other like crabs, because we have not experienced the environment beyond that.
Where we are.
So that is why a lot of us will operate from a fear of scarcity mentality.
Come on.
And I see it a lot with people I've approached either for business ideas or for opportunities or for advice, that I will sooner get advice from a white dude, from a Jewish dude, sometimes from an Indian dude, than I'll get it from one of our people.
Yeah.
But I don't hold it against them, because often I think maybe he's still bewildered by his own success, that he wants to hog it. He fears that there's so much scarcity that if I open the door for one more person, I will have nothing. And I think we need to move beyond that as Bodaki. Thinking that it's better for the game if I don't let people in. Because 99% of opportunities I've gotten are not from black people.
Oh, excuse me? We're on the same boat.
Yeah.
We are on the same boat. And The question is, do we devote our life, do we commit to the idea that we can eradicate that thinking? And if we do, how much time do we have? Bro, I'm not here to fight Mandela's battles, bro.
Sure.
It is a sad reality to find myself fighting 1976 students' battles. That is actually a crippled society.
Sure.
I was never born in the space and time to pick up a 1965 black affirmation battle. I'm supposed to be fighting Wall Street or stock or JSE battles right now. What was the point of having fallen soldiers committed to a cause if we find ourselves fighting their cause? Well, what is that? So there's a scripture in the Bible that says the children's teeth are on edge because fathers have eaten sour grapes. The people that came before us to still use their face to campaign, to win elections. What are you saying about the current?
Yeah.
I have no respect for people who can't move beyond their former glory.
Yeah.
It's to me, it's a sign of being crippled.
The fact that all you can do is hang on to the nostalgia of who you were says you've failed yourself
to because
you have not evolved, you have not reinvented yourself, you have not presented to yourself as this is the new me.
Yeah,
and
you know
because
I mean?
You are stuck in yesteryear, often you'll operate at the same volume of yesteryear. Because nothing says to you, you've upgraded your engine, now you have NOS. Because you haven't bothered to do that. You're still a two-cylinder engine thinking we're impressed by two-cylinder engines. Those impressed us 60 years ago. Why are you not upgrading to a V8 and giving us V8 power and service delivery? And then you think that it's cool to say, yeah, but I was in the trenches with your father. Screw that. My dad is dead.
Hello?
You know
what
I mean?
I respect what you just said. And I pray that you and I are raising boys, right? Our boys don't have to pick up from where we started. I like what you're doing with your son. And I see him not just taking over. I think it's still early. He has too much of fail.
He must work very hard.
He has to work hard. But I'm in a situation where right now Oskido's son is aggregating for my son to be in La Liga. Right?
Okay. So Ruri plays soccer, guys, at a level you have not seen a child play soccer.
Like on another level.
Yeah.
And I'm loving second generation taking charge. Oskido's son is one of the biggest agents in soccer business.
Yeah.
And he's already scouting talent in the continent.
Yeah.
And by Oskido sacrificing to put him in a position where he doesn't have to keep begging or going back to his dad and say, go out to the world. It's setting up the next generation for another cadence of success. So our son's struggle, bro, must afford them the opportunity to be in a space that we couldn't even dream of.
But isn't that a big challenge, though? Let me tell you why I'm saying this.
Yeah.
Okay, the first thing that frustrates me about my son is he's a lot like me. Where,
tall.
Well, that's too.
Identical.
And charming and loved by chicks.
But Lord help us.
That's a story for another. But because he knows my story.
Yeah.
And the fact that I built everything myself from scratch.
Come on.
There's no one who fagged me. There's no one who did favors for me.
Come on.
I never approached anyone for favors.
Come on.
So he's built his career like that himself. Where he didn't come to me and say, Dad, I want to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Help. He went and did everything himself.
And there's no crime in him coming to you for help.
Like a couple of years ago, he found himself an agent. He found himself an agent. And before I knew it, he's like, oh, Dad, I've got a casting. Oh, Dad, I want to be in an ad.
Come on.
He did all of that himself. But he says, and I'm like, you know, sometimes I wish you'd ask for help because you've got privilege that you're wasting.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, I'm happy to see him build for himself.
That's
because there is something about building your own things that just it's I've got the same problem with my daughter. I remember all of her school projects. You know, she's never once said, "Mom, Dad, I need help with school project." Not once. She'll say, "Dad, take me to builder's warehouse. I need a glue gun. I need this." She'll build a bridge. One woman.
That level of self-sufficiency is admirable.
It's admirable, but at the same time, I'm your parent.
Yeah.
You've got privilege. Why are you not using it?
Look, and I think what I was about to say, if they are that self-sufficient to being able to build a house as a school project,
sure.
With your inclusion, they can build a castle.
Sure.
we must never think it is a crime for our kids to be birthed in a family that enables them to have a 100-meter kickstart. Sure. Why did we start running in the first place?
Exactly.
So I'm not apologetic by the fact that I'm shopping for the best deal for my son in the Liga, and whatever the cost is, it's not cheap, bro. It's not cheap. With the rent being 21 to a euro, to even be part of that program. I said to Gennaro, whatever it costs, I'm going to make sure I make it happen.
Sure.
Because when my son looks at his life and says, I failed, his failure is at a ceiling nobody of his age or level will even see that as a failure.
Sure.
He has to fail so high that his floor is your ultimate ceiling. You understand what I'm saying? So it's the responsibility of a father to make those sacrifices. And shout out to you for observing that space with your son, because I thought you were behind him. I thought you were the one that's putting him in the right management, putting him in all of the way he's gaining prominence. I will expect your brain, you know, your cognitive energy around that's kind of how you're structuring his brand.
No, it's there.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'll be lying if I want to say I put him on this. I'll put him on gigs where I can put him on gigs.
I got you.
But I love the fact that he's saying he wants to do this himself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wants this to be his journey.
I'm with you.
His steam.
I'm with you.
And I think there is something to be said about people that know when to play what cards.
Sure. I learned my lesson hard.
Don't. It's like when you have a big engine, if you have a four-pipe car.
Yeah.
Because you have a V12, doesn't mean you must be V12ing everywhere.
Right.
You need to know when to cruise. You need to know when to apply the V12-ness of, you need to know when to play your card of, I need help. And often we waste those opportunities because we overplay them. You know what I mean? So there are people, for instance, I know I can go to for help, but I will not do it unless I'm on my deathbed, because I'll be wasting that card.
I've went to people for help. By the time I got to my car, 25 people already knew.
Yeah. There's also that.
He just left here.
There's also that.
Yeah, he was here.
And it's sad
when
people turn your saying help
into
a gossip point, into chat, into pillow talk.
Yeah. I'm at peace knowing that soft arms don't necessarily represent comfort.
Absolutely.
We run to soft arms thinking there's comfort, but the truth is the very soft arms are built around sharp ends. They are the ones that are going to cut you hard. And I get to understand the pain of people who say, I will never talk to this guy again. And you don't know what made people feel that way or what made them get there. But throughout my story and my life, the reason why I'm so complex and people don't understand Thibaut Touch, I think I pride myself that my circle is non-existent.
Sure.
I don't have a clique.
You are your circle.
I'm my circle. I do not have a clique. So it's very rare anybody will be empowered to know about my problems. I can't give you that power. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I know you are too.
And then people think you're aloof when you operate like that. When you keep your circle within you. People start thinking you're aloof, or inahana, who does he hell think he is? And often you're just protecting your peace, you're protecting your privacy. And you understand that human beings are actually pathetic. Human beings are pathetic.
We love identifying with pain so much that I've been embraced more on social media when I talk about my pain than when I talk about my goodwill and my success.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that I came to that realization early in my life to understand that I'm not going to give you the privilege to know my vulnerability. I'm not going to give you the privilege for you to walk in my space and think, bro, I've never been in front of a therapist in my life. I've never. I'm not saying I don't need one. I'm just, like I said, my circle is so non-existent, fresh. you know, when you look at, even in the industry, people have cliques, people have friends, people have this. You guys come from the Y Academy, you the YFM crew. Mm. You guys come from this, it gets lonely because I don't have memories with you when we were at the Y Academy. Mm. I don't have, and like, who's this guy? Why did he get here? And that's why I feel like there was so much misunderstanding around my name, and I felt like I'm not even gonna rectify how or what you think of me, but I'm responsible for you to respect me. Mm. You're not gonna like me, but I promise you, put me in the same task with anybody you vouch for, you will respect the fact that I deliver.
Absolutely.
I come in 100%. Mm. And that's the reason why I feel like I'm back in the show that I do. Mm. It's because they are aware that let's give this guy the opportunity because he delivers.
Sure.
You don't gamble when my name is mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's not a gamble. Mm. It's a guarantee. Mm. He's going to deliver. He's going to drop an ace. And I had a conversation with somebody in a senior management at ICASA. Mm. And they were like, what happened to that idea, you, Fresh, Marawa, and Smooth? Mm. You know, we can empower you guys. We can make it happen. And I said, you know, the most interesting thing is the whole world knew about what we were doing. Mm. When you say we can empower us, did you think about that? Did you think about it at that time when you saw it? Mm. Or are you also like everybody who waits and see?
Yes.
To say, let me see where this goes.
Baloi.
When it catches traction, I'll come and support. Mm-hmm. You know, there are people who will not move an inch until you can demonstrate guarantees to say, now he's gaining traction. Yo.
It's called most arts and culture ministers. They wait for you to win the gold and then they say, yeah, he's our child.
And they want to claim you.
But when you didn't have a diet, so you didn't have a track to train on, you didn't have a place to sleep, they didn't care.
And
they didn't come to your neighborhood and ask, who's the fastest kid here that we can back because we know we can turn them into a 100-meter star. But the minute you've won the gold, all of a sudden everyone is at the airport meeting you.
Yeah.
He's our child.
But here's a beauty I wanted to get across.
Yeah.
When we met and we wanted to put this idea, it's not that it did not happen or it couldn't happen. Mm. The company that wanted to do this deal with us, and I'm teaching people through this conversation, listen to me loud and clear.
Yeah.
You need to be able to make the best choices even when somebody thinks you're desperate.
Yes.
There were terms that did not make sense.
And they are probably, I think they treated us as if we were negotiating from a place of desperation.
No.
And never ever negotiate from a place of hunger or desperation.
No.
Your worth is your worth. The value you bring is the value you bring.
Thank you.
And you need to be very clear about that.
Bro.
That this is what I'm bringing to the table.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's really sad to see people who will take a deal out of desperation and the repercussions leave endless pain. I sleep at night because in the years of my down or my drought, in the years, I'll use the word drought. Mm. In the years of my drought, I never yielded to a deal that will make me not sleep at night and not be proud of who I am today.
Sure.
And don't get me wrong. There are some moments where you will take less the person you are, but that you're using it as a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your destination.
It's strategy. It's strategy.
Tact. Thank you.
Yes. You're playing chess.
Right.
But don't be desperate.
Thank you.
That's all.
Yeah.
My dude, we are out of time.
Really?
I know. We are out of time, but we're going to do a part two.
Okay.
Our part two, we will talk about Fired FM.
Yes.
We'll talk about our failed relationships.
Yes, please.
We'll talk about parenting.
Yeah.
We'll talk about co-parenting.
Please.
We'll talk about the cruise we're doing, replenishment.
Yeah.
The Noah edition. We'll be on a boat. So we need you to come 2x2. Okay?
Yeah. Please. 2x2.
What else do you want to discuss in our part two?
I think the best part about it is the relationship part two because many of our guys, when it comes to co-parenting, it's they borrowing from our wisdom how to do it well, and we got to be open with things that not everybody opens up about.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to it because I don't want to see my brother sinking in the idea of I failed in the relationship, therefore I think I'm a failure.
Absolutely.
Nah, there's more to us, bro, than what we think or define as...
You're not the sum total of the result that your relationship became.
You know what I mean?
You're not. you're still a parent, and that child still needs you as a parent.
Amen.
But let's drop these bombs during our part two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thibaut Touch.
With no shoes.
As you can tell, it was not an interview. I literally put away my prep and decided to have a chat because Touch is that guy. My dude, I've been a fan of yours since hearing you on Metro, like early 2000s.
Please record this.
Like, been a fan since then. Say, who's this kid with these like heavy hitters on the radio in the US?
Thank you.
You know, before I knew it, you were doing Rhyme and Reason.
Thank you.
Before I know it, you come to me, is like, listen, Akon is coming to South Africa.
Yeah.
Please put some money into this.
Yeah.
So that we can have a show with Akon in Cape Town.
Yeah.
And
I tell that story like you don't understand, with tears in my eyes.
Yeah.
That I went to you, bro, and you didn't even let me finish. You just said, how much do you need? And you gave me the money, and we did the event.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
And it lost money.
And it lost, yes, it did.
Yeah.
And I remember telling the three of us, Akon, Fresh, and I.
We're in the hotel room.
In a hotel room, counting. Woo! If I woke up with the money we counted that day in my bank account,
yeah,
I will jump in the Kimberley hole.
Yeah.
But that's, and look where I'm still in community. Look, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm good with Akon. I'm good with you. How many relationships go south because the deal went wrong?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So I appreciate you, man.
Nah, man, I love you,
for
my
real.
Dude.
Yeah. I really, really, really do. Next time, yo, team, please. What a week, team. Give me a 2-hour session.
No, you don't need a 2-hour session. Me and you maybe should do an hour a month. An hour a month, we just Fresh and Touch catch up.
I can commit to that. I can commit because every day, the things we've been through, bro,
yeah,
we need to let somebody who's about to take their life,
sure,
that no. This is just a high grade test.
Sure.
You're going to mount over this. I appreciate you, man. I really do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thibaut Touch is about to leave the building. What a dude. Wow. We've entered December, which is seen as the home straight of the year. But that doesn't mean the year is over yet. In Uganda, a 70-year-old woman has given birth to twins. Yes, une aheva. In Italy, a guy once voted most handsome in the country decided he wants to go into the priesthood. There's still time for things to be finished, changes to be made, and even new things to be tried. It is in that spirit of resolution and hope that we wish you all a wow week ahead. We have been coming to you live from Amped Studios, downtown Johannesburg. We're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Shout out Pezulu Works for the cinematography. Our audio engineer, all of the imaging that you hear is from Otis the Flow Fraser, and our guests, Thibaut Touch and Mashabela Khalani. Our creative producer, Krivesh Mohan, and our show producer, Keleso Modisa King. Email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Till next week, have a great week in spite of yourselves.